This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins got seven shutout innings from Zebby Matthews and beat the Marlins at Target Field yesterday 9-1. Matthews picked up his first win of the season in his first big league start of the season after waiting his turn at AAA St. Paul.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I think with anybody, you know, when you're, you know, you got kind of playing the up and down game between the big leagues and AAA, I think it can be tough, but, you know, you use that opportunity in AAA. We've got great coaches and great staff and a great team there. So you use that opportunity to continue to build things and, you know, work on things. And then when your number's called here, you just come out here, perform, and, you know, pitch well here.
Outfielders James Altman and Austin Martin each had a double and three RBI. Minnesota will host Milwaukee tonight. The Saints were rained out last night against Columbus. They have a doubleheader starting this afternoon. The Gopher baseball team lost to Nebraska yesterday 12-7. The Lynx trailed by as many as 12 points in the first half, then recovered and beat the Wings in Dallas last night 90-86. Head coach Cheryl Reeve.
We couldn't have played any worse defensively in the first half. We were very, very disappointed defensively in how easy we were to play against. And so we really committed at halftime to, you know, kind of play like we know how to play and, you know, take some things away that we knew that they were going to do. And, you know, we just stuck with it. That's what I appreciate about this group.
NBA hoops tonight, Game 6, Wolves and Spurs in Minneapolis, do or die for Minnesota. They trail the best of 7-3-2. Tip time tonight is 8:30. The Vikings now know what their schedule looks like. It includes bookend home divisional games to start and finish the year. Head coach Kevin O'Connell talked to the Vikings Entertainment Network.
Getting to start the season, divisional opponent at home, and end the season, divisional opponent at home. Here's to a lot of those wins along the way, and so fortunate, like I said, knowing that we've get nine of these games in front of our home fans at US Bank Stadium. It's the ultimate for us here at the Minnesota Vikings to play in front of our fans. Very much looking forward to it.
They host the Packers to start. They host the Bears to finish. The entire schedule can be found on the team's webpage. This is MNN Sports.